Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of November 2018, Thursday morning, and whenever a person takes a stand with the Bible, that person will be attacked. That's just the way it is. And he foretells, the prophet Zechariah foretells in the 12th chapter the prophecy that Christ would die for his people. He says, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. I've often wondered what was actually transpiring in the minds of those people who had been with Jesus, had seen his ministry, had seen his miracles, had seen him feeding the 5,000, had seen him cleansing the lepers, had seen him raise Lazarus from the dead. The person who had proclaimed that he was the Son of God, that if you've seen the Father, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And now he was hanging on the cruel, rugged cross of Calvary. Can you imagine what must have been going through the minds of these people? Well, then, the reality of it is that the prophet Zechariah gives us a look into the absolute mourning that and the bitterness that transpired when he says, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him in as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Well, Christ opened the way for his people. Zechariah, the prophet, is full of messianic prophecies. He talks about, just to give you a few of the messianic prophecies in Zechariah, he says in the 7th chapter of Zechariah, back there to that. Look at the 9th chapter, Zechariah, the 9th verse. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass and upon a colt of a foal of an ass. And we can see that confirmed in in Luke 19:38 and John 1:49. prophet Zechariah also says in the 11th chapter of Zechariah, 12th verse, "And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver." Well, that's what Judas was paid for betraying Christ. "And the Lord said unto me, cast it into the potter, the goodly price that I was prized out of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord." In the 13th chapter, Zechariah, the 6th and 7th verse says, "And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands? Then he shall answer, these with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand upon the little ones." We can see this in Matthew 26:31, that they were scattered. Well, he says in the 14th chapter, the 9th verse, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one." You know, the messianic prophecies show us way in advance the crucifixion of Christ, down to the minute detail. You see the same thing in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. You see it many places in the Psalms. You know, these people that saw Christ down here walking on this earth, when they saw him on the cross, it must have been a tremendous time. The 22nd Psalm, Psalmist David foresees this. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?" He says, "I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, despised of the people. All that they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him." You see the same thing in Matthew 27:43. He says, "They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. They part my garments among them and cast lots among my vesture." Well, Christ freely laid his life down, but he was slain by wicked men. And he suffered much at the hand of these wicked men. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Well, today, it's another gospel. It's a gospel of the glorification of man. Man has the power to either accept or reject what Christ already has accomplished. What an attack on the atonement of Christ. My goodness. So this morning, let us think on these things and let us glory in the completed work of Christ. He said he came to save his people from their sins. He didn't come to make it possible that man could, by his own choice, save himself by believing what Christ had done. Christ paid the price for all for whom he came to die for. He said, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. It's a different gospel than what is taught today. God bless this morning.